This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You remember those days when you were a kid and you had a substitute teacher and that basically meant a day or two of nothing happening at school? Those days are gone. Now a lot of subs work months at a time in the same school. They are the teacher. And nearly three quarters of school systems say they can't get enough of those substitutes in the door. Now, why am I telling you this? Well, because this pandemic turned K-12 education upside down. And not just for permanent teachers, but for the shadow labor force that backs them up as well. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports.
The school year is just getting started, but Patrice Pullen in Orlando, Florida, has her substitute teacher intro down. She's been practicing it since day one.
I had full regalia on. I had the face shield, my gloves, and I said to the kids, I'm your new warrior teacher. You guys are my warrior students. I said, you're so brave.
Brave because they're in school, in person, during a pandemic. But also, they've had to endure a revolving door of teachers. The district started the year with everyone remote, then went to the hybrid model of in-person and online learning. Some teachers didn't want to be in the classroom, so they didn't come back, which means Pullen covers a lot of subjects in a lot of grades.
I went from art middle school, art high school, and then history. And this long-term one that I'm in now is honors biology and chemistry.
She's not actually teaching biology and chemistry. She's a facilitator in the classroom to take attendance and help students with tech problems. Because a regular teacher is teaching virtually from home while in quarantine.
You can't just have the students in the classroom by themselves. So the kids that are face-to-face need an adult there.
Teaching in a pandemic just takes more teachers for assisting in large or hybrid classes and giving kids in special education the extra attention they need. Local newspapers are full of stories about districts scrambling to find subs.
Every single state, every single school district has massive needs.
Nicola Suarez is president of Kelly Education, a national placement service for substitute teachers. She says some districts have lowered requirements and are no longer asking for a teaching certificate or more than a high school diploma. Suarez thinks the need for subs will grow as the pandemic drags on, and the country was already facing a crisis-level teacher shortage before any of this began.
We don't have enough of the traditional students coming out of the teacher preparation programs in order to make sure that we're replenishing those openings, if you will.
Schools have already been relying more and more on long-term substitutes to fill holes and keep budgets down. In some ways, subs are the original gig workers. On average, they make about $15 an hour, and they rarely get the same benefits as permanent teachers, like health insurance and paid time off.
I'm pretty sure if you could look at any babysitter rate, they'd probably get paid higher per kid.
Jose Castrojón teaches in Santa Ana, California. He says in normal times, being a sub is hard work, picking up other teachers' lesson plans on everything from Spanish to algebra to gym. And usually it has its rewards.
You could at least kind of go around, walk around and see if you could be of any help and at least interact with the students.
But these days, subbing online can be little more than taking attendance and keeping an eye on students as they do their work. Still, Castrojón is not in a rush to return to the classroom. He lives with his dad, and he doesn't want to risk exposing him to the virus. Just like permanent teachers, a lot of substitute teachers are wondering whether it's worth going back to their jobs at all. And that is starting to create another problem for schools. Who's going to sub in for the subs? I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.